Because of colonialism, my cultural identity is that of a shipping company. Let me explain. My people come from a small island called Beepi, off the west coast of Manus Island, known for our famous garmut dancing and Australia's infamous detention center. Sitting on the fringe of PNG's smallest province, Beepi Island is the last inhabited island in the area, and is home to some of the most beautiful, remote villages in the Pacific. But that remoteness did not stop a trading company from sailing on by. You see, although we're known as Beepi Islanders, the word Beepi isn't even a traditional word. Heck, in our Beepi language, the letter B isn't found anywhere, except in the name Beepi. And that's because it literally came from a pair of initials, B and P, as in the Burns Philp Trading Company. Now, this company did lots of stuff across PNG, acquiring plantations, slaves. They even transported a wide variety of things like tourists, slaves, lots of stuff. Anyway, they subsequently acquired an entire island as a plantation and named it after themselves. Hooray! Meanwhile, my people lived on a neighboring island called Sisi, which as far as I know is not derived from the initial CC like the Coca-Cola company. Anywho, trouble was a brewing one day on the island, which led to German law enforcement showing up to dish out some sweet colonial justice, forcing our people to flee from our villages in the dead of night to resettle on Beepi Island. So not only did we lose our original island, but we built our new identity around an island whose name was forever changed by a commercial business. Which now makes it weird whenever I visit Circular Quay in Sydney, Australia, where the old headquarters of the Burns and Philp Company still stands as a heritage-listed sandstone building. So yeah, it's nice when we get to preserve history. Wikipedia might not tell my people's full story, but at least our elders still do. And that's how...